Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. July 17th. We need one another.
All this week, Derek reflects on the Bible teaching that each one of us is a member in the body of Christ. Today he reminds us that we're called to serve Christ not individually, but collectively. In Ephesians 1:22-23, Paul provided a picture of God's people here on earth. He said, "The church is his," meaning Christ's body. Paul developed this theme in 1 Corinthians, saying, "Now you are the body of Christ and members individually." He used various examples from the physical body to emphasize the fact that as Christians, we're all interdependent. We all need one another. The most complete and authoritative picture of the church as the body of Christ is given in Ephesians. It's most significant, therefore, that throughout this epistle, Paul spoke consistently of Christians in the plural. He had virtually nothing to say to or about individual Christians. A careful reading of the rest of Ephesians will confirm that this is the book's message from beginning to end. There are no promises and no prayers for any individual. Only in the last 6 verses is there one brief exception. Paul closed by asking for special prayer for himself. This focus on the collective body of Christ comes to its climax in Ephesians 6:10-18, where Paul spoke about our spiritual warfare. In verse 12, all the key words are in the plural, both those that refer to God's people and those that refer to the opposing forces. We wrestle against principalities, powers, rulers, and hosts. Depicted thus, spiritual warfare isn't a conflict between individuals, but a vast war between opposing armies. There's no room here for lone rangers pursuing their individual goals. Victory will require controlled and concerted action by God's people, working together as members of one body. This will demand discipline and a readiness to submit to scriptural authority. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for making me a part of your body. I proclaim that I am not alone, but I take my stand with the rest of the body of Christ, for I am a member of the body of Christ. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.